Welcome back. Jim Rome with you in Southern California. I am hyped to have this conversation. We are joined by a five-time Pro Bowler. He is fourth all-time in rushing yardage. An Art Rooney Award winner. Coming off a game where he had 12 carries and 92 rushing yards and a reception for 24 yards in Sunday's win over New England. 708 rushing yards and 124 receiving yards this season. He was a BCS national champion at Miami. He rushed for 2,953 yards in a season at Coral Gables High School. Nearly 3,000 yards in a single season. Miami is at Minnesota Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Dolphins running back Frank Gore is my guest. Frank, it's been a minute. It is so good to have you back. How are you, Frank?
Hello. I'm good. What's up, Jim, man? I know it's been a little minute, man. I'm doing great there.
Man, it's great to have you back, Frank. So glad you did it. Listen, you've been around the game a long, long time. Frank, there's nothing you have not seen. What did you make of the end of that game against New England, the so-called Miami Miracle?
It was great, man. It was crazy, man. You know, because we do practice that play, like, on Saturdays and walkthroughs. And, man, our coach always tells us, man, the game not over till it's just zero. And we fought for four quarters, and, you know, that was the last set of the game, and we got the victory. I was happy for Kenyon Drake to get the touchdown.
We're talking to Frank Gore. Kenyon Drake's your guy, Frank. In fact, that's a guy you've taken under your wing and you've mentored. He calls you the GOAT, and he talks about how you changed his approach to work because of what you've taught him. Knowing that, what did it mean to you to see him get into the end zone and finish off that play?
I was very happy for him. You know, just knowing how much he loved the game and how hard he worked every day. How bad he want to, you know, be one of the top guys as a position, man. And I was so happy for him when we got the big win. And you know, he did what the coach told him to do, and he finished. You know,
Frank Gore joining us. He did finish. Now, Frank, when you were interviewed on the field after the game, you made the point that it was a great team win, and the team was built for moments like that. Take me inside that locker room. How would you describe the mindset and the kind of grit that team has?
Man, the locker room was great. And just knowing, like, all the stuff we've been through this year, like, injuries, like, a bunch of key players, and we're still fighting. We're still in the hunt. And just, you know, just believing in each other and our coaches, and just we work and we grind so hard, man. And I was just happy for a big, great team win, you know, especially playing the guys like the Patriots who always, you know, run the AFC, man, and we got a chance to beat them.
We're talking to Frank Gore. Now, Frank, you yourself chewed up some serious yardage on the ground, and they were all tough, physical yards. How much pride do you take in the fact that your number kept getting called and you kept delivering against a good Patriots team?
Oh, I was happy, man. You know, I've been blessed to play this game, and I'm still playing. And, you know, if I couldn't play this game right now, I won't be playing. And, you know, Coach Gates told me, man, he's going to, you know, let me keep going, and he did. And I was going to try to take advantage of every opportunity he's given me on the field, and that's what I try to do.
Frank Gore, my guest. You know, Frank, I mentioned off the top, you're now fourth all-time in rushing yardage, and on Sunday you passed LaDainian Tomlinson for fifth all-time in yards from scrimmage. These are a couple of big-time milestones. How much pride do you take in those two numbers?
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. You know, especially coming out of college, you know, everybody's saying I won't be in the league 2 or 3 years. But I won't be in the league only. I will be in the league only for 2 or 3 years. And man, look at me, man. 14 years in. I've been blessed. You know, I'm still having fun. And man, my name been mentioned with the guys who I respect, like LaDainian Tomlinson, Barry Sanders, and the list goes on, man. So I'm just happy and I'm enjoying it.
Man, 14 years, Frank. 14 years. Everybody wants to talk to you about your age. I'm not going to go there because that's nothing but a number, but you're having another big year, and you're getting Pro Bowl run. What would it mean to you to get back to another Pro Bowl?
Oh, man, it'd be big, you know, especially like what you said earlier, everybody talking about age. And I want to show people it don't matter. You know, as long as you love the game and work hard and believe in that man up above, anything can happen. And that's why you know, I'm still playing at a high level because I don't listen to what another man say what I can't do, you know.
Never, Frank. You never have. And the thing is, I mean, you love the game. You're coming from a place of love. But I want to point out, you've got a shirt that you've been known to wear sometimes, and that shirt has a message which reads, "Do it for the doubters." What does the message mean to you? How much motivation do you get from the doubters?
you know, I've been doubting my whole life. You know, not just on football, just, you know, me struggling in school. I've been, even had teachers saying I won't go to college, you know, because, you know, I want the smartest guy in school. And that's why I tell kids, don't never let no one tell you what you can't do. You know, and, you know, just being doubted when I did tore my two ACLs. You know, people saying I'm not going to go to the NFL. And when I did get drafted, I got it was a reach of a third rounder. You know, and the list goes on, man. I just want to keep working and keep proving and showing the people that, you know, anything possible, man. As long as you believe in that man of God, respect what you do and love what you do, and you can do it.
Frank Gore joining us. Of course, you did go to college. You went to the U, and you made it very clear that your time in Miami is not a retirement tour. The numbers show this, Frank. I get it. But as somebody who went to Coral Gables High and the U, what's it mean to you to be back in Miami playing for the Dolphins? What's that like?
I love it, man. The fans been showing me so much love. You know, just knowing my story, you know, knowing how hard it took for me to get to the NFL. And, man, you know, I'm home. You know, I'm home. I've been blessed to have a great high school career. And, you know, I've been on some great dorm teams. And when I got an opportunity to play at the room, I did some great things there. And now I'm home to finish my career in the NFL for the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, I'm still having, you know, a pretty good year, you know. And, you know, hopefully we can just keep trying to win as a team to try to get in the postseason. So that'd be a blessing right there.
We're talking to Frank Gore. You know, Frank, your teammates just rave about how much they've learned from you, and not just about how to play the game, but how to approach the game, how to be a professional every single day. You don't have the success you've had on the field and off without being a professional. I'm curious, so many guys have learned from you. Who were some of the teammates you first learned from when you first came into the NFL?
Well, I paid attention, you know, when guys came to 49ers, like Isaac Bruce, Anquan Boldin, like guys who I respect the game. You know, I used to talk to them all the time, even just watching them, like, doing warm-ups. You know, and I should see, like, how Anquan Boldin used to be the first one on the field, you know, getting the stuff ready, and I just took that out of his book and put it into mine. You know, listening to Isaac Bruce every day, how he always tell me, don't listen to what people in the NFL say when you get a certain age, you know, and I just always kept that inside me, and, you know, and I just learned from it, you know, and I just try to do what they try to do what they did, you know.
We're talking to Frank Gore. I get it, especially Bolden, man. He was just so tough, so tough.
Yeah, tough.
You know, Frank, you have been spending some time around the scouting combine in recent years. What have those trips been like? Are you looking to kind of set that up post-playing career? What's the trip to the combine been like?
It's been great. You know, especially, you know, seeing a lot of these young top guys at the position, running back position, doing great things, like the kid out of New York, Boston. Man, he got very special talent. He's doing great things. And just seeing Zeke, I think Zeke is probably the top guy in this league right now at the position. And just happy to see that them young guys getting running back how it should be, you know, how it was back in the day.
You know, I wonder, when you're looking at players and you're evaluating players, in your mind, Frank, what makes a good football player? What are you looking for in a player when you evaluate talent?
I like to see at the running back position. For one, I like to see how tough they are. And also at the running back position, how can they create in small spaces? You know, because in the NFL, you rarely get big holes. You know, if they can create and they're tough, you know, they got a chance to be a great back in the league.
Frank, before I let you go, I know you've been spending some time. You've been able to watch your son, Frank Jr., who's playing high school football right now. Man, I got to know, what's that been like for you?
I've been a blessing, man. I haven't saw him play since he was probably 4 or 5 years old. And, you know, when I got an opportunity to see him play, you know, just hearing, like, people say how good he was. But, you know, I didn't think it was – I thought that was his son just because I was his dad. Man, my first game seeing him play, man, he had a great game. I was nervous more than he was, man. That was good. I was very happy. And that's one of the reasons I'm happy I'm home, too.
So, Frank, what's his running style like? What's his game like? How's he look?
I think he could do everything, man. He's got great vision, great feet. He's very smart as a football player. He can catch the ball, run routes. I just got to get him in that weight room more this year.
That was going to be my final point, my final question to you, because he is getting a lot of attention from programs around the country, but I know you've been training with him. You've been working with him. What kind of lessons are you trying to impart upon him, and can he keep up with the old man?
I just try to show him. You know, I try to show him, like, he know what type of career I had, but like, I try to tell him, like, you know, when we working out, you know, I train with other guys in the morning, but that second workout, a lot of guys don't do, you know, so... And I try to tell them, man, you gotta outwork everybody. Put in your mind that make your mind that strong that you don't care about. You won't whoever you gotta compete against. You're gonna be better than them. So I try to show them like how hard to work. Take every day, one day at a time, and just keep your head down and grind.
Hey Frank, I would imagine. I mean, I know he's got opportunities. How is that young man not committed to the U yet?
Oh, you know, it's different now.
Yeah,
I want him to go to a college where I sit him. I'm gonna let him make his own decision, and you know, hopefully, you know, I would love for him to go there, but you know, I'm gonna let him make a decision on whatever college, whatever program fit him the best to show his talent. That's what he'll do.
Preach. I guess I got kind of caught up in a minute in your career and your background, Frank. I can't tell you. In fact, last thing, have you thought about? I know you still have some business to tend to, and you're playing really well right now at a really high level. Have you thought about what it's going to like to put on that yellow blazer when that day comes?
No, I never thought about it. I'm still playing, and you know how it is. You never know. You know what? You know that decision when that time comes. You know, I will be. Very happy. I will be, man, you know, because, you know, just when you look back at my career, how tough and how hard it was to be here, you know, and hearing everybody saying what I came through, and if I get the opportunity to wear a yellow jacket, that would be everything right there, you know?
Dude, I can't imagine that would ever be sweeter for anybody. There's been a lot of guys who've overcome a lot of things, but from day one, man, you've had to battle and grind and fight and scratch for everything. I mean, literally every single yard, Frank, every yard.
Yep.
I appreciate you. It's been a minute or so, Frank. So good to have you on the show. Thanks for doing that.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you, man.
Always appreciate you, Frank Gore. Frank Gore is one of my favorite athletes ever. So glad we ran him down.